This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvind Yuvraj.
I just hit my mic. Apologies for that. I got very excited about pointing out Arvind, basically. Right. Well, we've just been covering a couple of stories. We said we were covering what it will be like to restart tourism globally. And we also just covered a story on digital birth and death certificates in Singapore. But now we're moving on to our final story, which is also the basis for our question today, which is...
should restrictions be eased for fully vaccinated individuals? Why or why not? The Twitter poll is at 44.4% say yes, ease the bit. 15% fully lifted, 32.2% say no, not yet, and 8.4% say no, not at all. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of tweets. So this comes from Zainal, who says, vaccination is not a cure, it's just a prevention measure. However, as other countries have progressed economically despite daily number of cases, I agree with Bangi MP Ong Kian Ming's point of view, we should be looking beyond and get the country gradually back on track. Mm-hmm. Lockdown measures should be temporary, not monthly affairs. This is simply not healthy. What's more, we actually implemented this lockdown and it defeats the purpose. Mm. So Duresa says that the idea is to get as many people vaccinated, and this easing of restriction for only those vaccinated at this point will serve as a test scenario for what to expect when it's widened with more getting their jabs. There should still be restrictions, though, so it can be contained. Mm-hmm. And then the Yackle says, but no way should we ease and allow interstate travel. That has to be much later, probably September earliest when other states catch up to Klang Valley. Mm-hmm. We have the Ethical Monkey who says, problem is so many individuals who are not vaccinated will just flout anyway. Who's going to police it? Government needs to remove restrictions for vaccinated people for things they can easily police, like interstate and international travel without quarantine. Mm-hmm. Princess Elvira says, open up too soon. And in no time, we'll have to close again. Ouch. Naya says, before relaxing, please make sure all migrant workers, documented, undocumented, are vaccinated. They are the most important, vulnerable, precious, and often in close contact due to the nature of their work, like janitors, guards, informal sector. Please, they are humans. Mm-hmm. We have a couple more. Shafi says that, I'm not sure what to think of it. On one hand, I bet everyone wants to get a bit more freedom after months stuck at home. But on the other hand, the daily cases, new variant. And Aiching says, I can only imagine people using someone else's MySajatra to log in and show that they are fully vaccinated. It won't be easy to check each person against the NRI, the IC or passport to verify that the certificate matches the individual.
Wow. Okay, yeah. A lot of responses there. We also do have a lot of responses on Instagram, and currently the poll is at 51% yes, 49% no. But let's run through the story really quickly first. So EDB operators and retailers are still holding out hope in light of discussions on ease restrictions for fully vaccinated individuals. Now, our colleagues over at The Morning Run did cover this discussion on easing restrictions last week. You can check out their chat with Azrul Muhammad Khalib, CEO of Galen Center for Health and Social Policy, by searching for the podcast, Should Fully Vaccinated Individuals Have Fewer Restrictions, on our app or our website. But from another perspective, Selangor and Kuala Lumpur Ku Su Chin Chung Hong Restaurant Association Chairman Datuk Lam Tak Loy said the conditional relaxation would give some aspect of life back to the people who have been cooped up indoors for a while. He said not all are able to cook a proper meal or order delivery every day, and they end up settling with instant noodles most of the time. Imagine living like this for months, and how good can this be to our body and mental health? Having some relaxation is good for those who have been fully vaccinated, provided they don't misuse the freedom and spoil the market for other law-abiding citizens. Mm-hmm. Lum, who is fully vaccinated and has not left his home for months now, is also looking forward to having his morning tea at his favourite joint and meeting some of his old friends. He added that the relaxation will certainly help more ailing businesses to get some sales too.
Yeah, so just weighing in, Pan Malaysia Kusu Restaurants and Chefs Association Vice President Dato' Ringo Kaur said that the government could consider allowing those who had been fully vaccinated to travel, dine in at restaurants and shop at retail outlets to help businesses recover and prevent them from shutting down for good. He said that we cannot be locking ourselves indoors all the time. We need to readjust our strategies when more people get vaccinated. Relaxing the restrictions for those who are fully vaccinated will give some breather to the people. But this doesn't mean we we no longer need to follow the standard operating procedures or SOPs. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin on Saturday said that the government acknowledged that staying cooped up at home due to COVID-19 restrictions could impact mental health and some breathing space was needed. He also said that the government was assessing the flexibility to those who had been fully vaccinated with an announcement of a total package of social, sports and dining in activities that will be allowed to be made within the next couple of days.
Several retail and lifestyle associations have also come together and welcomed the move so that businesses can safely reopen as soon as possible. This should apply to all types of businesses, including shopping malls, street front shops and outlets, as well as entertainment, gym, spa, family entertainment centres, theme parks, water parks and all other gated control attractions. This will stop the escalating avalanche of business closures, layoffs and unemployment, they said in a joint statement yesterday.
The associations include the Malaysia Shopping Malls Association, Malaysia Retailers Association, Malaysia Retail Chain Association, Bumiputra Retailers Organisation, Malaysia REIT Managers Association and Malaysian Association of Theme Park and Family Attractions. They have suggested that shops be allowed to operate as long as the staff in attendance are fully vaccinated and with only fully vaccinated customers allowed in store. They also said that for shopping malls other than controlling shoppers, admission based on their My Sejahtera risk status and body temperature checks. We will also check their vaccination status from the app and allow entry to those who have been fully vaccinated. So shops in the mall need not repeat this process and the mall will effectively have a green bubble environment.
And with these conditions being implemented, they said it was a manageable risk for all shops in the mall to open for business. They said this vaccination dividend and privilege will invariably create further urgency amongst the people to be vaccinated. Set up more vaccine dispensing centres and ramp up the vaccination capacity so that herd immunity can be achieved faster, our economy can recover earlier, and people can live with more certainty. We look forward to the announcement so that the economy can restart and recover, and the debilitating impact of the prolonged lockdowns can stop. I mean, looking at our Instagram responses, I don't think we can cover all of them, but I will try my best to get through as many as I can. Shamir Marshall says, reward those who get vaccinated, incentivize those who are waiting for herd immunity. Min Ming is against this because they say others may not be fully vaccinated yet, other variants may still pop up, and some individuals may be fraudulent about being fully vaccinated when they're not. Dimple Neva says, until we've achieved over 90% of population fully vaccinated, we should not ease anything. Nixter says, we can't go on with the lockdown forever, but of course, SOP applies all the time. Pinecone Pursuit says, no, many vaccinated individuals are asymptomatic carriers. Keshav Makhu says, if not, then what's the point? About time we learn to live with it, can't live in a box forever. Eileen Chia says, not to be eased like 100%, but at least loosen SOPs only for fully vaccinated. I Shayla says there's data from Iceland that shows vaccinated people could still be infected. Zoe Suwen says you can still contract and spread the virus. Sleepy Mim says relaxed movement and travel about strict SOPs, masking, testing, work from home, physical distance, limit visitors. I mean, honestly, there's a bajillion more and I can't possibly read out any of them, but thank you everyone who sent in their messages. I think generally speaking, it seems to be, you know, for even the people who are saying yes, it's not 100%. And it's also, you know, with all these very strict SOPs in place, and there's an understanding that the economy does need the boost, but at the same time, we can't risk human lives, right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, just on like very personal level, even if they do ease it, and I hope there's some sort of hybrid model coming, the only thing I'm worried about is, you know, that the people going to the malls or wherever they're going to are vaccinated. And then you have to ensure that the people that they're going to see are also fully vaccinated. So you have to have like 100% vaccinations on both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the destination and the people visiting that destination. I honestly don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah.
Or how those logistics even compute. But yeah, I guess that's what an endemic is, right?
Yeah, enforcement is going to be kind of an interesting issue, but hopefully we have more time to discuss that another day. For now, this is the end of Enterprise Biz Bytes for today with me, Christine Wong, and Arvind Yuvraj. Thank you very much for responding with all of your votes and your tweets and WhatsApp messages and IG messages as well. Coming up, though, after 1 p.m. on the Breakfast Grill replay, Malaysian P2P platform CapBay launched its P2P services in March 2020 and claims to have funded 100 million ringgit Malaysian across 500 investment notes. Earlier this year, it hit another milestone when it announced it has secured 20 million US dollars in a Series A round from existing investor KK Fund, a Singapore-based VC firm. The Breakfast Grill spoke to Ang Sing-sien, CEO and co-founder of CapBay, for plans going forward, growth strategy ahead, and challenges ahead. On behalf of me, Christine Wong, and Arvind Yuvaraj, I will be back at least same time tomorrow talking on Enterprise Biz Bytes as well. But for now, here is Don't Let Me Down Gently by The Wonder Stuff on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.